You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this 18th day of January. Just a quick reminder that the markets are closed for MLK, Martin Luther King's birthday, on Monday. Let's check the weather forecast because, boy, we've got another big storm that's making its way across the center part of the United States. Eric Snodgrass is here to tell us about that and what it might entail across the Corn Belt. Thanks, Eric, for being with us. Can you give me the lowdown on where this is headed?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you first, though, this storm system has kept me up at night. It's been a tough one to forecast. And we've had a lot of, we rely on weather models. That's a modern way of doing forecasting. And yet we've had quite a bit of, each model kind of giving you their own solution. And it finally all settled in. Here's what we got. We got a system coming across right now. It's came out of the Panhandle of Texas. The low is going to go to our south, which puts us in the wintry, snowband kind of thing here. And so that's going to be getting through central Illinois in the overnight hours tonight and then really be a headache for us late tonight and tomorrow. Now, here's the thing. The rain-snow line initially is going to push pretty far into the southern half of Illinois somewhere. It'll be somewhere between I-70 and I-72. I know that's a pretty big range, but that's how tough it is to forecast this one. So it'll all eventually turn over to snow, and I think that's where the problem is going to be. Giving you a snowfall amount is going to be tough given that this snow may be very easily compacted at first before it gets really cold. And I'll just say this to everybody that's listening. When the snow comes in, take care of it right away. Get it shoveled, get it out, because the temperatures that are coming in behind this are going to be brutally cold. We're going to go down to the single digits for lows. And why I say get that snow out is because if a wet, slushy snow comes in and then it gets really cold, that just freezes into ridges of ice that you can't move. So make sure that, if you're listening, get that snow removed quickly. Now, that system gets off. It's going to be quite windy. It's going to get out of here pretty quickly, though. We got another one we're watching next Tuesday. And I'd say, but the only positive thing about this is that we're not developing any sort of winter drought. So that at least takes that off the table. But expect several cold air intrusions because the polar vortex is set up over the northeastern part of the United really North America. Expect several cold air intrusions between now and the end of the month.
All right, turn your attention. Well, first, this is just set one, set two. There's two more beyond that, I think you told me about. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually think we got four of them. Ooh. By the time we finish the end of the month of January. This pattern is loaded.
Okay, now turn your attention to South America. We're worried about the crop there.
Yeah, so remember, we had a great start to the season because rains arrived on time, aggressive planting, and we, throughout much of September, October, November, we had good, good weather in South America. Well, then December comes along, turns dry. We've now been dry for the beginning of January. Now, it's raining, okay, but it's just the strength of the monsoon is substantially less. So all of our models are picking up on this slight dry ice. So it's as though it's raining just not enough given what their soils are. So we kind of look out here and we see that for much of Brazil, we got a drier pattern that's going to hang around to the beginning of the month. But we just had released the other day the brand new European weeklies. Okay, so these take us out 46 days. And it appears that once February gets here, at least that model's picking up on a wetter, a little bit of a wetter trend. Now, why is it doing that? Well, it's picking up on a little bit of a flattening out of something called the Southern Oscillation Index. But there's a lot of uncertainty in that. And the Mad-Julian Oscillation is going to go back over to a favorable phase if the model's got this forecast right. But my question as always is, do we already do enough damage to cause problems? Meanwhile, real quick, Argentina, it's been up and down, been quite wet, but overall, it's much improved over last year's drought in Argentina.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.